gentlemen were dropped precipitously off the phone line. Now, there may be some reasons for that. This is 2001. I'm going to talk about that, as a matter of fact. So, I hope you're all listening. And if I'm not on, Alan, please call me at 4578 and let me know. I'm going to assume I'm on the air right now. Here's what's going on right now. There's a new administration in Washington. All of the bureaus are wanting to prove that they're worthy of keeping their jobs. Lewis III was asked to stay by George W. Bush. So he's going to be eager to keep his job as director of the FBI. The IRS has been attacked a lot lately. And so they're going to want to perform to prove that they all deserve to keep their jobs. Not only that, but the pattern of the Internal Revenue Service is every year to try to go after the people who are hurting them the most in the form of information and exposing them and all that kinds of thing. And to capture them and throw them in prison just before the deadline when you're supposed to file your internal revenue, your tax form. And so they have removed the incompetent Agent Fillerup from his Pine Top FBI post. And they have replaced him. I don't know the name of the new guy, but he's a new guy. And his job, his orders from Washington, D.C., are to get William Cooper at all costs and put him in prison by or before April the 15th. And the IRS is working with the FBI, and their goal is to capture me and throw me into prison before April 15th as an object lesson to the rest of you so that you will file your income tax return and pay your income taxes like good little ignorant, stupid, docile slaves. My message to them is, hey, bro, here I am. If you've got the balls, get your ass on up here. But don't think it's going to be easy, because you ain't going to put me in no prison nowhere. The only thing you're going to do with me is perform an autopsy and plant me 6 feet under, because the only way you're going to get me is dead. Got that? And in the process of threatening my life, assaulting my property and assaulting my person, I will defend myself with any and all means available to me, which means if you come at me with guns or anything that can hurt me or my property, I will kill you. You will leave me no other choice. I will simply kill you. I have fortified this hill. There are alarms everywhere. You can't get anywhere near this place without me knowing it. Not only that, but everybody in this whole valley. Well, not everybody. But most of the people are on my side. You can't even enter this valley if you're a Fed, or communicate the fact that you're a Fed, or spend a government check or credit card or voucher or anything at any of the motels or restaurants or anywhere without me knowing about it. So, all I got to say is if you want me, here I am. I'm not a fugitive. I've never run. I stand upon the law. I've challenged you to prove me wrong, and none of you have ever been able to do that. Nobody has ever been able to do it. So if you get the balls, come on up to us. and kill me, because that's what you're going to have to do. The only way you're going to get me is to kill me. There is no other way. You see, I'm willing to die for the principles and ideals in which I believe. I understand that you cannot be free unless you're willing to die for it. And I am. And that's about all I got to say about that. So, stand by, folks. We're going to do our photography night starting in just about, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, maybe a minute. Give me a little breather here. To the IRS and the FBI that's come out of Washington, D.C., and probably the ATF, ARPA. If I live beyond April 15th, it will be a miracle. His tremendous guilt, he would call me and tell me about it. They've also been visiting many other people around the Round Valley and in the White Mountains area, letting them know that Philip is gone and the new go-getter is here. And he is going to take me in. Good luck, you two-faced, dog-mouth pig. Come and get me. You got the balls?
A new world order.
Monday night, you'll know what happened. They are determined
to make their point.
And their point is that you cannot resist the Nazi Gestapo, Fourth Reich of the New World Order, Marxist, Communist pigs. Well, beg to differ with them. But anyway, tonight's camera night. Tonight's photography. It's the first night in our series, but I'm going to talk about camera tonight. And the reason I'm going to do that is most people that I've ever known in my life and that I know today have a camera. But they haven't got the slightest idea what it does or why it does it and how they end up with a handful of pictures. And they don't know why, when they use print film, the pictures usually turn out really good, but when they use slide film, they usually don't. Now, we're not going to talk about film tonight. We're not going to talk about neither. We're just going to talk about cameras. And after I've talked about cameras for a little while, I'm going to open the phones and let you ask questions, whatever questions you'd like to ask, and I'll do my best to answer them. Now, I have a degree in photography, so I'm considered to have the expertise to talk about these matters. And for several years, I was a professional photographer who actually made my living as a professional photographer, and at one time, I owned one of the very few, very first fine art photography galleries in the whole United States. And that was the Absolute Image Gallery in Long Beach, California. So, and, I was so thrilled. When I opened the gallery, I got a postcard from Ansel Adams congratulating me on being one of the pioneers in fine art photography and recognizing photography as an art form.